Well, the William Boniface Fine Arts Center in Escanaba is, as always, a rather busy place to be, with a lot of different activities and workshops going on throughout the year. With me is the Public Relations Director for the center, Catherine Morsky. Good morning.
And good morning to you, Stan.
And I'm sure that there's quite a list of activity coming up over the next few weeks.
We try not to let anybody get bored. You know, that's how it works.
That's the way it should be.
We're starting at noon today. Along with our sky exhibits, we are having the Delta Astronomical Society help us out with a couple of things. And today there's a planet walk starting here at noon. You can go as far as Saturn. How's that for an achievement for your day?
Yeah, hopefully not too long a walk.
Well, all the way from Saturn. From the sun to Saturn. They actually, it's from our library to the Herford and Hops at the corner of 7th and Ludington Street.
So scaled down then.
Doable,
that's good.
Yes.
Okay.
But we have the planets along Ludington Street in proportion to their distances in the solar system. So you'll get a feel for that, and Dan Young, who will be your genial host, will be glad to tell you more than you imagined there could be, probably, about the solar system.
Wow, great. So people up here in the northern part of Marquette County will still have a chance to get down there if they
do. If they leave now.
Okay.
Big Bay, we have room for you. Come on down.
All right.
And then tomorrow night we are having Fograss, the progressive bluegrass group from downstate. They'll be here with their music and play some traditional bluegrass in some perhaps not quite so traditional ways, and they do a lot of original music as well. We still have tickets on that. They're $10 a piece, and you can go to our website at bonifacearts.org. We are B-O-N-I-F-A-S, because we're not the saint, but bonifacearts.org will get you to our website, and you can get tickets there and find out about, well, tons and tons of things, because that's what's going on.
Okay.
We have classes. We have classes in everything from Ashtanga yoga to stained glass ornaments, culinary arts, healthy eating. Sarah Monte from the Marquette Food Co-op is going to be our speaker in November with some foods from around the world that are healthy for you. So we just have things going on. And, of course, it's our annual campaign right now, Stan.
That's right. That's right. Time of year.
Membership campaign is a fall activity, it seems, for us. And we have our board of directors and staff working really hard to make sure that anybody who is interested in the arts knows they have a place here with us. It's the arts are scary to some people, I think. I think if you say fine arts, they think, ooh, stuff I'm not going to understand.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but we're just not like that. We are just totally accessible here at the Boniface Arts Center, both physically and mentally. Pasqua is our gallery and education director, and she brings in shows like the current Sky Stories. Downstairs, we have astronomer Mary Stuart Adams and her sister Patricia DeLisa have done a calendar called Sky Stories that features lovely watercolors and stories about the constellations. And, you know, every civilization has had stories about the constellations, so there are some from different places.
That's right. That's very true.
Yeah, and upstairs, from Marquette, you know Sean Malone and her wonderful photography of the night sky.
Oh, yes.
We have North Country Dreamland with Sean Malone upstairs, so it's just a wonderful gallery right now. And membership helps support that. Memberships start at $35 for an individual and go all the way up to whatever you'd like to give us.
Right.
That's how it works.
And, of course, volunteerism usually keeps the engine running at the Boniface, doesn't it?
Yeah. No nonprofit can survive without volunteers right now.
Amen to that. Yes.
We are lucky in ours, as you are in yours, I'm sure, Stan. We also have a raffle going right now to help sponsor the Boniface activities. We have tickets on sale for $5 or 6 for $25. And the first prize is an economy-stimulating $500 cash. Second prize is an overnight at Chamberlain's Old Forest Inn in Curtis with dinner, a full breakfast, and a trip with Nature's Kennel Sled Dog Adventures in McMillan. Third prize is a framed print of the Hammerberg view of Old Escanaba Depot called Mail Order Bride. and that goes along with our sesquicentennial stuff that we've been doing down here for the last year.
That's right, yeah.
And fourth prize is a fall indulgence gift basket. Boy.
Say that three times fast.
I should have brushed my teeth three times this morning, apparently. But yeah, we have so many things going. And the next thing that will be coming up, of course, in November is our Northern Exposure exhibit. That was begun by the Boniface 20 years ago. This is the 20th Northern Exposure.
Whoa, that's
great. It made me feel old, Stan. It made me feel real old.
I remember the first one myself.
And
are submissions still...
No, we have 90 artists.
You've already filled it up then.
Yep, it
yes.
is. You say we, and it is we in a way, but we always have a juror from out of the area who looks at the submissions. This does two things for us. It keeps a fresh perspective so that if my favorite artist doesn't get in this year because this artist only likes pencil sketches and they're an oil artist, then next year when we have an abstract artist, maybe they'll like it. And we have a constant refreshing of the artistic view. Plus, it means that somebody in an art scene out of Escanaba knows how great we are in the UP.
That's correct.
And that has helped us, yeah.
It certainly helps spread the word.
It does. And we have an opening for that on November 7th, Thursday, November 7th. There's a free artist reception, 7 to 9, with wine. And the prizes will be awarded by our juror, Richard Koyman, from downstate Michigan. And before that, and after other things, we have our Holiday Arts Fair on November 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Are you writing all this down, Stan?
I'm going as fast as I can, Catherine.
You don't have to. You can go to bonifacearts.org
and
find out who is in the Holiday Arts Fair this year. We have a juried crafts show, so not because we don't have wonderful crafters here and we have to keep people out, but because we think you should get a selection. And so that we don't have all one kind of thing, we have a juried show and holiday goodies that you can buy at the bake sale. So that will be Saturday, November 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come on in and see us.
Well, that day is going to be one of the busiest in early November with that, and then the reception that night. Wow, that's...
The reception is the next Thursday.
The next Thursday.
Yeah,
okay.
We were kinder to ourselves than that.
Oh.
Yeah. Receptions are usually Thursday nights, and this one is no exception to that. Mm-hmm. There's a reception the next morning, a coffee in the gallery. I think it's at 8:30 to 10 o'clock, where artists who have spent the night in town coming in for the reception are welcome to come in, and we will give you coffee to get your eyes open.
Wonderful.
And some pleasant conversation.
All right. Well, as always, a lot to do, a lot to see, and participate in with the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. And Catherine Morski has been my guest on the phone this morning before she heads out to do some singing as she does every Wednesday morning.
For babies.
Yes.
They're the best audience. Everybody should sing for babies.
Very therapeutic on all sides, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is. Again, we've been speaking with Catherine Morski, a public relations director with the William Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. All the information that you heard from her today can be seen on their website, which is bonifacearts.org. That's bonifacearts.org. Catherine, a pleasure.
And you can call us at 786-3833.
786-3833. And a reminder, listeners, a podcast of this interview will be found on the Public Radio 90 website podcast page in just a few moments. Again, as always, thank you very much for being on the air with me. And we'll check in with you next month.
Awesome. Thanks, Stan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.